Good morning, everybody. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Resurrection Lutheran Church. The warmest of welcomes today as we gather in the Lord's house for this special day. We do have some announcements that I want to get to without further delay. I call your attention to the bulletin. There are quite a few that are noted here for you. We've got some servant opportunities here if you'll take a look at that and follow up with that information if you're so inclined to do so. Some photos from our Easter breakfast. We have fellowship today after service. It's downstairs. There's a sign that points that way, and you go down the steps, and we have light foods and fellowship there. So everyone is welcome to attend that after service today. And so we also have a couple of other announcements that have been given to me. May 7th, is that right? May 7th, we'll have, we're planning to do an outdoor service that Sunday morning, May 7th. And tell me the name of the park again. Parker Meadows. Parker Meadows. I'm not from around here yet, but we'll make sure we get to the right place. But I'm hoping to do a matin service there, and then we would have some food afterwards and fellowship there in the park and be outdoors. Hopefully we'll have nice weather. We'll see how that goes. Okay, next Sunday is a voters' assembly, and that'll be held. There's a potluck for fellowship afterwards, so the sign-up sheet is available downstairs. So, but voters' assembly and then potluck, so sign-up sheet downstairs. If you'd like to help out with that. Did I get that right? And are there any other announcements? Any other announcements for the church family? Yes, Deb.
There is a fellowship meeting tonight at 9:00.
Yes, yes. Fellowship today in honor of new members. We also have a good transition to new members today, as well as baptism. So we want that crew to come on down, as well as others, to greet them and to just enjoy the fellowship. Never mind the clean bad jokes of some of us. So, but the food is generally pretty good, the snacks or whatever, and the fellowship's good. Any others? Thank you for mentioning that. Any others for the church family, the benefit of the church family today? Very good, then. Your service order is in your worship folder. Everything is in your worship folder, so we'll be following that as we continue in the season of Easter and we celebrate our risen Lord. So at this time, I invite you to meditate as we listen to the prelude.
Use your eyes.
standing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Who is presented today for baptism?
Gemma.
Gemma, receive the sign of the Holy Cross upon both your head and your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea. Yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan, your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Gemma according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in her which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that she may be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear now the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. The disciples rebuked those who brought them. When Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to be seated. And I ask you all here up front with us, as well as all who are here present today, do you renounce the devil? If so, then respond, "Yes, I renounce him."
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works? "Yes, I renounce them."
"Yes, I renounce them."
Do you renounce all his ways? "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
"Yes, I believe."
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe this? If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
"Yes, I believe."
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, say, "Yes, I believe."
"Yes, I believe."
Gemma, Jean, Courtney, Gemma, Jean, Dorothy, Courtney, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, yes, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen. We also have some gifts for you and the family today. Baptismal blanket. Don't put her name on it. And signs of her being now called a child of God. The cross and the water. And the Word, that's the water and the Word represented there, handmade. We also have a stole with the water and the Word as well, and the Spirit, the cross, and the shell. Oh my! And the baptismal certificate as well. And also, thank you. Many of you maybe have remembered your baptismal birthday. Yes, there's your birthday, but then there's your birthday in Christ, your new day, your new creation that Christ has made you. And so this is little Gemma's candle. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for His coming, that you may meet Him with joy and enter with Him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which shall have no end. And as it's lighted from the Paschal candle, that is the light of Christ now, which shines in the darkness of this sinful world through baby Gemma. I invite the congregation to stand. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted baby Gemma the new birth and holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us welcome baby Gemma into the family. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. You may extinguish them. At this time, I invite our new members forward. And if you don't want to hold that, don't set this. I invite our new members forward. Beloved in the Lord, Our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, yes, and say, "Yes, I do." Do you this day, in the presence of God in this congregation, renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you believe in God the Father Almighty and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, say, "Yes, I believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." Yes, I believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from them and confessed in the small catechism, to be faithful and true? If so, say, "Yes, I do." Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God." Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit even into death? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God." Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, say, "I do by the grace of God." Do you desire to become a member of this congregation? If so, say, "Yes, I do." Will you support the work of our gracious Lord as given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you? If so, say, "I will with the help of God." Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these your sons and daughters to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that by your word and spirit they may continue steadfast in the one true faith, in the fellowship of this congregation, as together we await the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Welcome, Micah. Jamie, welcome. Hey, Daisy, welcome. Welcome. No, that's okay. Hey, sweetie, welcome, 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 welcome. Joel, Krista, welcome. Dwayne, welcome. And we have your... Here we are. There's certificates. And like there, I handed y'all some. One more. Those are your certificates of membership. And then we have these beautiful prayer blankets made by our ladies, LWML. And I'll just place this one over here for you, Micah. But you can see that's beautiful there for you. And you can arrange that. And Joel, Krista. And then I'll let you do the honors of holding yours. And let us extend a fellowship to them all. You may return your seats. We continue with our service order. I invite the congregation to remain standing. We continue on page 2 of your worship folder with "This Is the Feast." This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Children, I invite you forward for our sermon time together.
Okay, I brought some puzzles for you today. Okay, it's kind of a picture of a puzzle. So the first one just kind of has a few pieces showing. Anybody want to guess what?
Cow.
Maybe a cow? Ooh, let's look at the next one.
Elephant.
Oh, do you think elephant?
Elephant.
There's a little more, there are some more pieces, aren't there? So you can tell. Okay, elephant, elephant, elephant. Okay, now what do you see?
Elephant,
a dog, a cat, and a mouse. A mouse, oh look, and maybe even a gorilla. Do you see right here, kind of in his trunk?
Oh yeah.
Because now we have the whole puzzle, the whole picture, and we can see all of it. We can see so much more than just the elephant.
That reminds me.
Well, here's what it reminds me of. A story that is in the Bible. And I talked to you a little bit about this story on Easter. When those two men were walking to another town and someone started walking with them and they didn't know who it was. And this man started talking to them, wondering what had been happening. Well, it was Easter morning and they were like, "Don't you know what's been happening?" And then he started talking to them about Jesus. And then he started talking to them about stories from the Bible and how stories from long ago in the Bible were all connected to what had happened with Jesus. And then they went to a house and he prayed with them and then they understood the whole picture, the whole story. They understood that he was Jesus and that he was alive. They didn't know what had happened. They didn't understand until he told them. He talked about himself. They ran, yep, and then they ran back, and then they told their friends about Jesus. They talked to their friends about stories from the Bible, and they prayed with their friends. Now, what they talked about and were trying to understand was this long word called resurrection.
Resurrection.
What is that resurrection?
Resurrection means rising from the dead.
Right. And it's a really important thing for us to understand. And we are so thankful that we have God's word in the Bible that teaches us about the resurrection. And we have a church, and you know what the name of our church is?
Resurrection.
Resurrection. It is such an important thing, and we are so thankful that we can come to this church and learn about it, and that we have God's word with us to learn about the resurrection when Jesus came alive again. Let's pray.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
Amen.
Amen.
You can head out. Thanks for coming up.
The first reading this morning is from Acts chapter 2. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Let all the house of Israel, therefore, know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourself from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 1. And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope are in God, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite the congregation to stand, please. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. So we went in to stay with them.
When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Invite the congregation to be seated as we sing Lutheran Service Book Hymn 571, God so loved the world so that he gave. Jesus Christ. Amen. A text for the message is drawn from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke chapter 24. And during the course of preparing for the message, I, throughout the week, you know, go about my life doing various and sundry things, quite many of them. But among those, I've noticed people, I like to watch people, and I've noticed lots of people walking. Occasionally, especially when the weather's really nice. Actually, I'll be sitting here in the office working and I'll see someone walk by or go jogging by, but walking. And it seems like folks, I guess as the weather turns nicer and warmer, folks are enjoying the simplicity of the outdoors and walking more, getting out, getting some sunshine. And hey, improving your health and wellness. Hey, that's great. I've been reminded recently at a doctor visit, which I'm sure this might sound familiar to some of you, that exercise in the form of walking is quite good for you for a variety of health reasons. And so I got to thinking, So I started looking into the benefits of walking, and believe it or not, there are different ways to walk. Did you know that? I'm honest, there is. I'm not kidding. One of them is called a power walk, you know, where you You do your arms and legs, and you kind of move along at a brisk pace. You're not jogging, you're not running, but you're kind of, and I've seen that occasionally, power walking. You're kind of speeding along, but not running. I think the average, I looked this up, 4.5 to 5.5 miles an hour. I'm like, well, how do I know that? Maybe your watch will tell you how fast you're walking. I don't know. But that is a power walk. That's as opposed to jogging or running. And the trick of it is one foot has to be on the ground at all times. Did you know that? I didn't know that. You have to learn this stuff on how to walk. And I thought I knew what I was doing. Oh, my. You learn something every day. So I think I'm just going to stick to walking, okay, without having to think about that stuff. So, hey, as long as it gets me outside, how about you? You know, we need reminders to help us, don't we, in life? We need reminders of things that we already know what are good for us, but yet we need reminders that not only are they good for us, but we need to engage in these things. And I'm sure that many of you need those reminders like I do. I know walking is good for me, and I see it, and I need to do that for my own health and well-being. Whether it's power walking, or maybe you jog, whatever it might be, but for me, it will be walking. In the gospel reading today, we see two of Jesus' disciples, and it's Easter afternoon, and they're heading for a walk. You know, in a way, this ends up being very good for them, even though they probably had no idea how this walk would end up as they started it. But it would challenge them and help them to refocus and refresh their hope. So they're walking from Jerusalem to a town called Emmaus. You can imagine they're physically and emotionally exhausted. It's been a very long and confusing, and in some cases, dangerous week for the followers of Jesus. And as they're walking along in conversation, they're joined by this man who could sense their disappointment. He could probably, he would sense their emotional drain and the physical and all the things that are going through their heads. And so he goes, "What's going on? What's going on?" Cleopas stops in his tracks, if you can imagine. He's shocked. I mean, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what happened in Jerusalem. Are you the only person who hasn't heard what's happened? Everybody in Jerusalem is talking about this. And he says, "It's Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people." And you can sense him getting excited as he's telling the stranger about this Jesus. And even maybe recalling fond memories of Jesus as he's telling the stranger. Jesus was like no other one they had ever met or seen before. And it was like living in the days of the Old Testament prophets, only it was better. His preaching was powerful. It would draw thousands and thousands of people to hear him. He performed miracles. He was casting out demons. He was healing the sick. He was raising the dead. You could just imagine him telling this. Calming storms, walking on water. It was amazing. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Cleopas and his fellow disciple had hoped that this Jesus of Nazareth was going to be the one to restore the nation of Israel and to restore it to a prominence that it had never seen before. And by the way, we deserve it. You see, with every miracle, their hopes grew that Jesus was the one who was going to overthrow the Roman oppressors and establish a kingdom on earth. And this kingdom would bring peace, prosperity, finally, once and for all, to God's oppressed people. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. For you see, the chief priests, the rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. And here their king was crucified. Their hopes for this kingdom, this earthly kingdom, were dashed. Now what are we going to do? How could they have any hope when their hope was in a person who was dead? Things were so good, and now he's gone. Yeah, we heard about what the women said. They went over there and they saw that, you know, the angels told them he wasn't there, the tomb was empty, Jesus was alive. I don't know about that. What's the likelihood of someone coming back from the dead? Jesus is gone. It just doesn't make any sense, stranger. You see, they'd forgotten what Jesus had told them about the prophecy, about these very things that were to be fulfilled according to the scriptures. And that Jesus was about to fulfill them again. You can imagine this dialogue going on as they're walking. The man looked over at Cleopas. How foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken! Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And the risen Jesus, whose identity was hidden from these two men, this risen Jesus, he walks with them. He could have gotten angry. What does he do? He walks them through the scripture. He refocuses them. He's refreshing them. Did not our hearts burn within us as they're walking along, and brings them hope. You see, the hope that Jesus gave these disciples is the hope that the living Jesus, hear me, living Jesus is giving to each one of you. And he gave it to baby Gemma today. And most of us got this before we even knew to take our first steps at the baptismal font. For through the water, God's powerful word, Holy Spirit created faith in our hearts and baby Gemma to receive that hope that Christ came into the world. And that hope is brought to all. And you see, on that day, your baptismal birthday, your walk with Jesus began. And you're given a sure hope. A sure hope. It comes from what God has promised. And has promised to you. Sins forgiven, child of God, heir of heaven. And like these disciples walking to Emmaus, Jesus has walked with you through the scriptures, growing in your knowledge, your understanding of your Savior. You discover the source of suffering and sadness, frustration and fear, guilt, and even death. And the source is sin. For you see, sin brought the truly hopeless situation for you and me. Your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, Isaiah writes. And indeed, God has every right to walk away from us all. Jesus didn't need to appear or have to appear to these two men walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus that day. But he did. And he does. And he has for each one of us come to us in our baptisms and continues to come to us through his Holy Spirit working in our hearts, that gift of faith to help us through each day in our walks of life. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. You see, Jesus isn't some glorified cheerleader who walks beside us. Go get him. No, it's much better than that. He took our places on that cross. He took our places in all of the failures for which we encounter and will continue as sinners. He did perfectly, taking our place, not only fulfilling the law perfectly, taking the full judgment of God upon himself for you and for me. Oh, he faced temptations. He faced challenging relationship. He suffered the loss of friends. He overcame temptations of fame and all sorts and endured the bitterness of betrayal. But unlike us, he never wavered. He never walked away. And he fulfilled his Father's will perfectly. He walked to the cross and he placed the punishment of sins upon himself and allowed himself to be crushed under the destructive weight of sins. And so here, these disciples, their hopes were crushed. But yet, it was just the opposite. Hope is restored. You see, the cross gave them a hope that was better than they could ever imagine. The cross takes us to the empty tomb of Easter. We see a living Jesus. He rises from the dead to announce that the eternally glorious life in heaven awaits you. Punishment from God has been replaced with peace from God. Fear replaced with forgiveness. This is the hope that Jesus gave to his disciples as he walked with them and taught them. And the hope that Jesus has given to you and me because he lives. You see, sometimes folks talk about their hopes and dreams for the future. Some are pretty ambitious if you think about it. Listen to children. Oh, isn't it wonderful to hear children? I'm going to be an astronaut. That was my hope and dream when I was little. Astronaut. Yeah. Superhero. Yeah. Firefighter. Professional athlete. Singer. Actress. Yep. Yep. Some might even hope, I just hope I make it through high school, right? Yeah. Our hopes and dreams change a bit, don't they? Through the years. Yep. Career. College. For some folks. Find a spouse. Buy a home. You know, all the things that we seek to live in our lives. And it is a gift from God, generally. Yeah, these could be gifts from God. We should have a natural tendency to want to use our abilities and intellect and time and energy in a God-pleasing way. But do our hopes and dreams ever get us off track? They do, don't they? And they lead us away from Jesus instead of walking with Jesus. That could be the hope for popularity at work or being accepted by friends or in society today, not being branded a bigot or someone who doesn't like everyone or love everyone. Yeah. All kinds of hopes and dreams in our lives. Some good and some not so good. Do you notice what Jesus did when these hopes of these two disciples got off track? Where did he take them? Where did he take them? He took them for a walk through the scriptures. And what did he do? He refocused and refreshed them in a way that only the Word of God can do for each, for them and for each one of us. And so we need these walks with Jesus, don't we? With his Word. And we bring our hopes and dreams and ambitions to him. Who better person to walk with than Jesus Christ? It's good to be with someone who knows where they're going, doesn't it? He not only knows where you're going, he knows where you've been. He knows what you're going through right now. Jesus is alive and present in our lives. And so my prayer is we walk with Jesus as his word reveals how we've wandered into sin. But yet he shows us his perfect life, his innocent death, his empty tomb, hallelujah, which assures that sins are forgiven, your sins, and that you stand at peace with God. So let Jesus shape your hopes and dreams and ambitions so they honor the one who is willing to give his life to make you his own. Let Jesus comfort and encourage and strengthen you when you walk through this life. A life that's confusing. A life that's hard. A life that's cruel sometimes. Let Jesus regularly show you the hope of heaven that this living Jesus has given to you. So your decisions may be won and relationships filled with people that encourage you along this road that leads to heaven. You see, these occasional walks, yeah, we talk about physical walking for our good health and our hearts, but these walks with Jesus are good, necessary for our faith to stay refreshed and focused. I can remember a time when my youngest child, Lucy, she's 18 in June, by the way, oh my, she was learning to walk for the first time. And Keisha and I were encouraging her to take those steps. We think it would be neat, even though she was number 6, it's still nice to watch a child walk. Oh boy, when baby Gemma gets mobile. Yeah, but what? We thought that was neat. And in a way, we were like, oh boy, great. If she walks, we won't have to carry her everywhere anymore. Oh, I'm confessing as a parent. Come on, parents, help me out here. But then she started walking, and what did we realize? Oh boy, we've opened up a whole new world of worries, haven't we? Don't run in the street. Don't fall down the steps. Don't leave me in the grocery store. The list goes on and on and on, doesn't it? The best parent isn't always there to hold the hand. But you know what? Jesus is always there holding our hands, and he's walking with us. And that child, through the gift of faith, knows that as Jesus walks with them through his word and through his holy sacraments, you and I also are strengthened. And we teach that to our children, that Jesus walks with us, and that our desire, with the help of the Holy Spirit, is to have a powerful, loving, faithful, and living Savior walking beside them wherever they go in life. And that he's there at the end to welcome them home. My hope for the families of Resurrection is that our daily walks with Jesus are strong in the word and sacraments. That as we walk through the scripture, we don't just simply go through scripture for the sake of study, but to really study that and seek God's will in our lives and to turn to him in all situations. And whether you power walk or just plain walk, remember that power is in the resurrection of Christ. That true power comes from walking with Christ. For he only wants the best for each one of us. So brothers and sisters, with the help of the Holy Spirit, walk with him. Seek his scriptures. Receive his means of grace. Support one another. Pray and strengthen one another in our walks in life with him. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite the congregation to stand, please, as we continue in the worship folder on page 6 with the prayer of the church. I also invite you to turn in your bulletin or to your worship folder to page 14, where we have quite a number of names whom we lift up today, specifically during our prayers. There's also a time of silence where you may lift up the name of folks on your hearts during that time. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Father of the risen Christ, in your Son's appearance to the Emmaus disciples, he expounded the scriptures and revealed himself in the breaking of the bread. Grant us grace that we too may perceive him as our Savior through his word and rejoice to receive him as the bread of life for the salvation of our souls. By the word and sacraments, renew our piety this Eastertide, that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, your Spirit opens Holy Scriptures to the hearts of your people. Enlighten this congregation and continue to guide and lead our Great Beginnings Lutheran Preschool by the resurrection light that never fades, that our hearts may burn in faith toward you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, you've poured out your Spirit upon us that we might believe your truth and raise our sons and daughters in it. Bless all parents that they may faithfully catechize their children in your word. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, stifle the powers of darkness and in the reign of war, violence and terror. Give leaders who will seek peace and work for the common good. Instill in them a love of righteousness and guide them in the pursuit of justice for all. Bless Joseph, our president, the Congress of the United States, Roy, our governor, and all state and local officials, all medical and emergency personnel, and all members of the armed forces who protect us. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, those who suffer to cry to you, hear them and answer them with grace sufficient for all their needs. Heal the sick according to your will. Comfort the wounded and give your peace to the dying. We pray especially for Pam, Dorothy, Eleanor and Les, Glenn and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Tom, Jackie,
Susan, Vicky, Brenda, and those whom we lift up in our hearts today silently to you, Lord. You are our health and strength for this life and eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, we ask your prayer upon all missionaries serving around the world who are bringing the good news of the gospel to those who have not heard and strengthening those who have and who face the hardships of daily living. We pray for Alan and Lindsay and Josie. We pray for Antoine. And we also pray for all other missionaries across the world, Lord, who are bringing the good news of Jesus, some in harm's way. We pray for our Great Beginnings preschool staff and families, continue to keep them safe from harm. And we pray for Andy, who serves in the Marine Corps. Lord, we ask that you hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Merciful Lord, your compassion is made known to us through your Son's breaking of the bread. Open our hearts and mouths to receive forgiveness in the body and blood of Christ, who suffered for us and has entered into his glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Merciful Lord, through holy baptism, you work forgiveness of sins and rescue us from death and the devil, giving us eternal salvation. Today, this immeasurable gift is bestowed upon baby Gemma. Strengthen her faith as she grows, that she may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. O Lord, have mercy on us when we are foolish and slow of heart. Slow of heart and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken about your Son. Pour out your Spirit on us through the preaching of the gospel, that the Scriptures might be open to us. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The offerings may be placed in the offering place at the exits. They may mail them to the church, or they may be given through direct deposit. At this time, I invite the congregation to remain standing as we sing together the offertory on page 7. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right that you give thanks and prayers.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world you have made known to the nations in your Son, in him being found in the substance of our mortal nature. You have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you've created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat of this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of peace.
Congregation may be seated during the distribution hymns.
Christ given into death.
I invite the congregation to stand. That this true body and true blood strengthen and preserve you in body and soul till life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.